Welcome to the Signal Creative Podcast. Signal is a female-focused organisation that supports the creation of original work. We travel around Australia and this podcast features the stories of people we meet and our experiences on the road. Wyndham is a town that's located on the Gulf of Cambridge actually, so it's quite a remote location.
And that's where the five rivers meet?
Yeah, five rivers. So it's quite famous for that.
It's quite hot.
I think when we were there, might have even cracked up nearly to 50.
So it was, yes, super hot and very still. And a lot of people seem to be finding work on the roads.
Yeah, that's a new big business there, actually.
Building the highways.
Yeah, basically fixing that road.
So they can ship everything from the port down into WA.
Yeah, lots of things come and go from Wyndham still. I feel like they might still have live export, and then they might also be doing a little bit of iron ore out that way as well. So they still use it quite a lot, which means there are road trains running through that town constantly.
It's about 1,000 k's from Darwin. We drove west. In a camper that we rented, so that was a pretty great adventure. We stayed in Kununurra, and once you really get into that Kimberley region, the Boabs start, and the country really starts to change. Big rock formations, they kind of went from a really fluid looking formations to those really kind
jutting
of
up.
and quite square Kimberley ranges,
like big ridge lines.
It's just so beautiful. I can't wait to go back there.
Yeah.
So when did you first meet Roxy?
It would have been 2012, the first time that I went to Wyndham. And we just happened to meet through wanting to play music. And she was probably one of the first people to just kind of front up, which was really great. And at the time, she was interested in singing some of her own stuff, but mostly just learning how to play bass. And she really loves kind of what I would call like pop metal.
Yes.
Yeah, is that a thing? Yeah, pop metal,
like heavy kind of pop music.
Evanescence. Yeah, that's it. Evanescence. Yeah. She loves that kind of stuff, but she really likes that kind of heavy, and she wanted to be the bass player and sing. And her daughter Alia was a beautiful singer, so we just hung out a fair amount, actually. Yeah, she just was always there, which was really great.
And we met up with her and jumped in the camper and went out to the mudflats.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen her for a while, so it was really nice to kind of arrive back. And, you know, obviously she knew that we were coming to visit, but that she was just genuinely really happy to see us both when we came. And, yeah, so we just jumped in that bus, the minibus.
And we drove out over the mudflat, which I was pretty worried about the fact that it would take the weight of the van, but there was a few tyre marks and stuff on the mudflat.
People go hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the mudflat is actually quite an iconic part of Wyndham as well. Like, it's literally just a huge...
It's very vast.
Like, yes. Yeah, body of flatness. Allegedly crocodiles walk in from the Gulf.
I'm sure they do from time to time. Yeah.
Turn up in a waterhole.
There used to be a big croc farm at Wyndham.
And it had a legendary croc in it. Oombi, the crocodile.
Yes.
He was a beast.
Very big and very aggressive. God, terrifying.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oombi. Yeah. And afterwards we went up to the bastion with her in the camper. And the bastion is a giant hill just kind of behind the town that actually looks over where the five rivers meet. So it's just this incredible kind of lookout point. It was nighttime, and once we got up there, we were privy to a bunch of ghost stories, which is always
great.
I always find that terrifying.
Coming up the mountain.
And they had those big concerts up there, up the bastion.
Yeah, they had
stars on the bastion.
That's the big event. I've been to one of those, actually.
Was it good?
It was epic. Like, the stage is literally looking out over that, over what is the lookout area, and it's just a beautiful evening.
And they bus people up there from the town,
Everyone gets to come and go, and it's good in that way.
Yeah, it's a pretty steep hill.
It's what you go on that hill for fitness.
Even driving up there was tiring in the heat.
Yeah, my whole life I've been living in Wyndham. Born and bred here, grew up in a Catholic school, have other siblings, fostered siblings, didn't grow up with my mom or my dad, got adopted when I was just a baby. And I live with my family right up until I was 18. Then I fell in love, had two kids. My eldest name is Alia, and she's 15. She's attending school in Melbourne, college. And yeah, my youngest is 7, Alexandria. And she lives with me still. Oh, Alex, she'll be my future inspiration, idol, everything, because she's really smart now at the age of 7. She knows what's what. She knows what's how adults talk, what they're saying. I asked her what you want to be when you grow up, so she's already deciding, because she could be anything. I went to Bandy Up Women's Prison in Perth, Western Australia. Maximum security. I done 18 months there. And the time was there was all right. Like, I had to adapt to the place for about a couple of months, get to know the people. Some of the people. I was doing a lot of programs like suicide prevention and domestic violence programs. Got a job in there as peer support, and where you help other prisoners in the facility, and if they need anything like shoes and that, cigarettes, help write letters for court. Like, I played a big part in there. Met a lot of very interesting women with interesting stories about their own lives and why they were there. And at the time, it was a bit complicated to do. They'll open up and talk of their remorse and whatever they've done, and wanting their freedom back, you know. It helped me a bit, because it took a lot of my thoughts and worries, being far away from home, you know. So I'm more or less wanting to help more girls in there, and wanted to know them, because they were feeling worse than how I was feeling. You know, it's not a nice place to be, because it's prison, you know. And when I came out, it sort of made me change all my morals and perspective of life, that life is very valuable. You can't waste it and go to a place where you came from, because there's nothing there. If you want to be a better person, you have to learn. Some people learn from being in prison, and they just see the world a different place, you know, and do as much as you want to do. Not to be recognized, but to better yourself. And that's what I done. Like, I came out and I said, nah. I was full of ideas and full of courage, and I was inspired with a lot of people that I knew in prison, you know, and that really helped me. And they thought I was someone, and I could be someone. They gave me all that, and I carried it with me. And I wanted to be a role model to my kids. And the first thing that came up was the music course in Wyndham at TAFE. So I started doing that and played my first concert in front of my community, and they were all proud of me. Well, the inspiration and the stories from my music. It might sound funny, but most of the stories sounds a bit like me, but it won't actually be about me. But it'll be about someone like me. About this girl that started from the bottom and worked her way to the top and reached her goal and stood high on that mountain. That's the sort of person I see from myself.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.